today is recorded in Mark chapter 5, verse 21. And when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, fell at his feet, and besought him, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come, lay your hands on her, that she may be made well and live." And Jesus went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a flow of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many circumstances, many physicians, and had spent all that she had. And she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I shall be made well." And immediately the hemorrhage ceased, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone forth from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what she had done to her, what he had done to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But ignoring what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, he saw a tumult, a people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a tumult and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." But they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother, those who were with him, and went in where the child was. And taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha, kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and walked. She was 12 years of age. And they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. The end of the gospel. Now, I would like to add two other lessons or two other sections from the Gospel of Mark to help round out a little bit further what I plan to speak about to you today. The first is from chapter 1 of Mark, verse 40. And a leper came up, beseeching him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. The other section of scripture that I would also like to share with you this morning is from Mark chapter 3, verse 7. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed, also from Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea, and from beyond the Jordan and from about Tyre and Sidon. A great multitude, hearing all that he did, came to him. And he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, lest they should crush him. For he had healed many, so that all who had diseases pressed upon him to touch him. And wherever unclean spirits beheld him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." And he strictly ordered them not to make him known. So, what do we have here? We have four stories that have one thing in common. Did you hear it? Jesus was touching people and being touched by them. But it's more than that. The touching and the being touched has consequences. You realize that Jesus lived in what we would call a theocracy. The religion of the country was equal with the government of the country. So the religious laws held sway over everything. What had happened? Jesus had touched a man with leprosy. Leviticus chapter 13 and chapter 14 have great detail about what happens with anyone who has leprosy. The woman who was bleeding for 12 years. Leviticus chapters 12 and 15 deal with everyone who has any kind of an issue coming from their body. The dead girl. Leviticus chapter 21 deals with how one is restricted from being able to have contact with the dead. And then there's that mass of people. Lord knows what they came with. Leviticus chapter 21 deals with a whole list of blemishes that will set a person apart and keep them from having full participation in the community. This was the law of the land that restricted them. For example, anyone with leprosy, any type of skin blemish could be termed as a leprosy. Just the color, the texture, anything of that nature could cause a person to be separated and classified as leprous. It meant isolation. It meant they had to go about warning others, crying out, "Unclean, unclean." Their clothes had to be torn, their head had to be bare, their upper lip had to be covered. They were isolated. For those that had an issue of blood, they were separated from others. Anything that they touched, any chair they sat on, any bed that they lay on, any dish that they touched, any clothing that they wore, all of those things would be considered unclean. And there were restrictions about how anyone could come in contact with them. And then the dead. To touch a dead body made you unclean for 7 days and until you were given a full ritual cleansing. The same thing happened if you simply entered the room where there was a dead body. So, what has happened here? Jesus touched a leper. He was touched by the woman. He entered a room where there was a dead body, and Lord only knows what kinds of people he touched in the masses, what sorts of ailments, communicable diseases they may have had, and Jesus touched them. Jesus was continually being made unclean, and he did so voluntarily out of compassion that he had for the people. But there's more to the story. When Jesus touched that leper, the one that knelt down before him and said, "If you will, you can make me clean." Jesus replied, "I will. Be made clean." With the woman, can you imagine this woman for 12 years being isolated from her family? She had become invisible in the community. She was unclean. Anything that she touched, anything that she came physically in contact with, became unclean. For 12 years, being isolated and restricted from her family, from the temple, from the worship, from community with other people. As an invisible woman, she works her way through the crowd. She has heard that Jesus is coming. She has heard about him. She knows what he can do. And she works her way through the crowd of people and reaches out in desperation. "If I can only touch him, I know that I'll be healed." And she stretches her hand out between the masses that are surrounding Jesus, and she touches his garment, and she feels it immediately. She knows that she has been healed. The hemorrhage has stopped, and Jesus knows it too. He stops in his tracks. "Who touched me?" And the woman comes forward, knowing what she has done, falling at her knees and telling Jesus the whole truth of what she has done. She has made him unclean in her touch. But she has been healed. Now, as you remember that story as I read it, there was something else that Jesus had started out to do in this journey. He was heading for the house of Jairus, a man who was a leader in the synagogue, whose little 12-year-old girl was sick and who was dying. Can you imagine the reaction of the people with Jairus in their desperation? The little girl is dying. Why stop with this woman? She's had this illness for years. There's nothing you can do with her. The doctors have tried to heal her. Nothing has helped. Can you feel the frustration that they would have had? And then the messenger comes from the home. "It's too late. Your daughter's dead. Why bother the teacher any longer?" But Jesus says, "No, we'll continue." And so with Peter and James and John, they continue on to the house, and they enter the house, and he asks, "Why are you weeping? Why are you making such a commotion, such a tumult? The girl is not dead." They laugh at him. "We know what dead is. That girl is dead." Jesus puts them out of the house and enters the room where the body is with the parents. And he takes the little girl by the hand, her corpse. He takes her by the hand and he says to her, "Talitha kumi." "Little girl, get up." And life is restored to her, and she gets up, and Jesus says, "Give her something to eat." Naturally, so they will know that she's not a ghost, that she's real. She's warm. She's walking. She's flesh and blood again. She has been healed. But in all of these cases, with the leper, with the woman, with the child, and with all of those who had come to him in the masses, Jesus touched them. They left that encounter from Jesus whole and healed and forgiven. You know that forgiveness in Jesus' day translates to being whole and healed. Oh, if only Jesus could be here and we could touch him, or he could touch us. What kinds of things would you bring to him? What burdens? What uncleanness? What would you bring to Jesus, asking him to heal? But you know, that will happen today, because Jesus has left for us his word. As oft as you drink this cup, as often as you eat this bread, this is given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. You do have the opportunity to touch Jesus today in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. You are restored into a community of faith by your faith. You do have the opportunity to walk away from this encounter with Jesus whole and healed and forgiven. Thanks be to God for this wonderful gift that we share today.